Unit 5, Education. Speaker A, Luna.
I have always felt the urge to help others, but I couldn't decide which path to follow. Until one day, my biology teacher started a new unit on the human body. From that moment, I knew I had found a way how to help people. I was eager to learn about the specific parts of the human body, the skeleton, cells, tissues and organs, all of which the teacher explained in detail by using images of human organs and tissues, and of course, an artificial human skeleton. Today, we are looking at the topics in biology like photosynthesis and ecosystems, and I find these topics interesting as well. However, what fascinates me the most is human anatomy. After graduating from secondary school, I'm determined to study medicine at university in order to become a surgeon.
Speaker B, Mason. It might be a surprise to some, but my favourite subject is English. I know there's nothing extraordinary in having English as a favourite subject, however, not in the circumstances my classmates and I found ourselves. We and the English teacher got off on the wrong foot the very first week of secondary school. Weeks and months passed by, and there was no improvement in our relationship. On the contrary, it was getting worse and worse. It goes without saying that we all hated English, until in the third year, a new teacher arrived. It took some time for her to break through our hostile attitude and win us over, but finally she succeeded in persuading us about her good intentions. What made us trust her was her knowledge and attitude towards us. She has proved that not only does she speak the language fluently, she is also able to teach it. What's more, she shows respect for each student and accepts our strengths and weaknesses. I dare say we all look forward to English lessons today. We enjoy the great variety of each lesson, can't wait to learn something new, and appreciate the relaxed atmosphere in the class. Speaker C, Grace.
My favourite subject is physical education. I know many people think that PE is the easiest subject of all, but for me, it's the only subject which makes me feel great. The PE teacher is one of the few people who believes in me and supports me in setting goals, doing the training, and working hard to achieve them. I have already helped my basketball team win a couple of matches, which has naturally increased my confidence. At the moment, my short-term goal is to win a basketball tournament, so I am working hard to improve my vertical jump.
Speaker D, Oliver. I take pleasure in going on trips to the most unusual and remote destinations to see rare animals and plants, remarkable stone formations and cave drawings. I am keen on visiting places that most people would never think of visiting. I enjoy the trips more when I already have some knowledge of the place I am about to visit. I consider myself lucky because I learn all the facts in my geography class. I like my geography teacher because she is always well organised and presents the facts in an interesting way, by using examples, maps, pictures and short films. What I also like about it is that the lessons are not only theoretical but also practical. The teacher organises a lot of excursions and field trips to both local places and distant ones. My favourite field trip was the one to the sandstone quarry, where we could observe how quarrying damages the landscape and destroys ecosystems. What also makes the field trips interesting is that besides learning all the important facts firsthand, we can spend time together as a class and have a lot of fun. Speaker E, Layla.
When did William the Conqueror defeat Harold? When was the Magna Carta signed? When did Elizabeth II become queen? All these questions would have taken me by surprise a couple of years ago, but not today. William the Conqueror defeated Harold at the Battle of Hastings in 1066. Magna Carta was signed in 1215, and Elizabeth II became Queen of the United Kingdom and other Commonwealth countries in 1952. Thanks to my history class and teacher, I can give a confident answer to all of these questions and many more. I love history class because the facts on civilizations that flourished in the past, cities which were built and then ceased to exist, and all the decisive battles won and lost are presented in a fascinating way. The teacher tells exciting stories of not just what happened, but also how the events affected people and the whole course of history. In history class, I learned that past events are as important as present ones, because without the past, there wouldn't be a present.